There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Do you coach youth sports? Do you have kids who play youth sports? If so, you need Team Snap, the world's number one app for keeping the whole season organized, from where's the game to what do I bring to who needs a ride. Team Snap is every coach and parent's dream. You'll have hours of time and finally have an easy way to communicate and coordinate. It's every game, every player, every message, all in one place, right when you need it. Get Team Snap today and get organized. Visit TeamSnap.com.
Rent Old Navy tomorrow for Style Preview Weekend. Your first chance to get the season's latest styles and get 30% off the entire store. That's 30% off everything, including spring new arrivals for the whole family. Want to save even more? When you use your Old Navy card starting tomorrow, you'll get a whopping 40% off your purchase. Better hurry. Style Preview Weekend ends Sunday. Valid 227 to 31. Excludes gift cards, clearance, Fruit of the Loom, and today only deals. Cardholder offers subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. What happens to Derrick Rose now? Can he shake off the injuries and eventually return to form like what we all saw from the MVP in 2011? Experts say probably not.
That's the cold hard facts, that you've had two meniscus tears in the same meniscus. So it puts you in a worse category. In other words, you're at risk. He knows he's at risk, but that's just the risk. That's just what are the probability or the risk factors of re-tearing this? As it stands now, the actual procedure, removing or repairing the meniscus again, is going to be good.
That's Dr. Sherwin Ho, an orthopedic surgeon from the University of Chicago, talking with Mully and Hanley this morning. Check out that conversation at mullyandhanley.com. Considering what we've seen with his recovery from the past injuries, Bulls aren't so certain when Rose will be back. He's set for surgery tomorrow morning, and then a timetable will be set. Gar Forman will talk with the media afterwards around 10:30 tomorrow morning. Blackhawks in Florida tonight, first time they've been on the ice since the Patrick Kane hit as he broke his clavicle, had surgery on it yesterday. His return is a little more clear than Rose's, 3 months. Trade deadline is Monday. Minor move today as the Hawks get Spencer Abbott from the Maple Leafs in exchange for TJ Brennan. Abbott gets sent right to Rockford to play for the Ice Hawks. Bulls off today. They'll host KG and the T-Wolves tomorrow night. NFL, a judge ruled in favor of the Vikings running back Adrian Peterson, and that pretty much clears the way for reinstatement. But hold on, the league says they filed an appeal and put AP right back on the commissioner's exempt list. Josh McCown negotiating a deal with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo News says that should be all wrapped up by Friday, and the Chiefs have released Anthony Fasano. College hoops, UIC, Chicago State, Eastern, Western, and SIU Edwardsville all in action tonight. Chris Jones dismissed from the Louisville basketball team last weekend, and now we know why. He's now facing rape and sodomy charges after an incident with two women over the weekend. He pled not guilty earlier this morning. The scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in Wilmette. And also brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com. Your Menard 670 weather forecast, lake effect snow warning, winding down a little bit in northwest Indiana, though. Wind chill advisory for us all the way through tomorrow morning with wind chills reaching as low as 25 below zero. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
And Bernstein.
Derek Kane.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right. The calls that we screened for Who You Crappin'.
Yep.
Awful.
Awful. Okay.
Not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Not with that, with what we had available.
Yeah, the backdrop of last week was much the same of awful calls.
Yeah, and we just sort of fought through, and we could put up a bunch of awful calls with stupid things that don't understand
the
bit.
Don't understand the bit,
but
know.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. I have a responsibility to not make your life horrible. by anything other than what we say.
Well, I was going to say, you can't make that promise if we're still talking.
Right, we're still talking.
You're a little out, you're out of your skis there. Nope. We won't add to that.
Not doing it. Not doing it. And if you want, you can blame me, but I asked Maddie to be honest, and I said, are any of these any good? And he said, no. I said, then let's just not. Is that cool?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I think, look, I trust Maddie. I mean, he's the man here, so if he says they suck, I don't want to hear it. Yeah, why do I want to do that?
Right, because all we do is say somebody sucks, and then we complain about them sucking, right. And then we just get into sort of a negative feedback loop that doesn't accomplish anything.
This segment brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy.
So thanks to the e-crappers, because there's always a bunch of e-craps. I could sit here and probably read for a half an hour, too. Which is what you did last week. Yeah, so I'll hold those over. I'll hang on to them. I'm not going to delete them. So if we can get people next week who feel like they've got something to contribute that makes sense, that and maybe we need take a time with a tutorial as to what the bit has been and what it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, the e-craps are pretty good. They're pretty, they're right on it. They're easy to understand. I mean, you know, they hear them. It's not like you're reading to them in a foreign language. They hear like last week. The e-craps were terrific.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like, what's he speaking? I don't know what he's talking about.
Hey, Dan?
Yes.
So are we going to do Who You Crapping?
No.
We just shotgunned the whole thing.
For today.
Well, because, yeah, for today.
Yeah.
Come on, put a smile on your face, the shotgun.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to take to get people who can even pretend they understand what the bit is.
How about the guys that email call? How about that?
That would be nice.
It's just start.
Why don't they man up, get a sack, and call in?
Get a sack. Call us
sack
back.
Machine.
Not a sack machine, an actual sack.
All right. Well, we can just talk about anything, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to do Derrick Rose and his decision on his surgery and what they're going to do, what they're going to find, because this leads me to believe that it's not as bad as it's been in the past. If they've already announced a meniscectomy, they're probably going to go in, trim an edge, and try to get him back out there in a few weeks, if not shorter. I mean, Doug McDermott walked out of his. No crutches.
Mm-hmm.
Had the scope.
He walked right back to the bench.
He had the scope, walked immediately to the bench, and sat down.
He's been sitting there ever since. Doug, you okay? I'm fine, yeah. That's right, he did. Walked right back to the bench and where he's been ever since, except for every once in a while, he gets a burst of a 4-minute.
And Daniel, feel free to take phone calls.
Okay.
Just feel free to jump right in there.
Phone calls are better than the actual crappers, Maddie? Is that the...
I don't know, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm not going to screen anybody, so feel free just to go after it.
What do you mean you're not going to screen anybody?
If you'd like to.
You want to do unscreen phone calls?
Why not?
You want to do score hello?
It seems to work better than Who You Crapping lately.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the score.
Black physicist.
What about him?
Well, there's a start that Chris didn't get him, so there's a start right there. Black physicist, by the way, I believe.
He's still there, buddy?
Yes, I am.
You're all right. Was the only one who had a crap on the phone that made it last week.
I think that's right.
And unfortunately, we cannot go 2 weeks in a row with that.
And he didn't even know we canceled the bit.
No, he did not. Well, awareness, not a strength. Boy, I guarantee you that. Awareness? Nope, not really. Not really.
Hi, you're on the score.
Yeah, this is Walt calling from Gurnee.
Who cares? Who cares?
Okay.
Right.
I just heard you make a comment about the surgery that McDermott had his knee scoped and he walked right straight out of surgery. I'd like to comment on that. I've had the medial meniscus surgery where I had the outside edge trimmed, mm-hmm. and you don't start walking around for at least 2 weeks, and it takes about 2.5 to 3 months to rehab it. Well, and I'm not an athlete.
No, and you're not aware of the fact that he was out of there without crutches.
And bitches.
I don't need crutches. I just needs bitches.
I know
Dougie McBuckets.
I had an idea where he could find it, but just be very careful. You'll end up at Vernon Downs. And, well, that's a bad caller. That's a guy who really doesn't quite get anything, whether it's calling or crapping. But that doesn't get anything. Now, we've I don't know why we've had this run of this. Why is this?
Hello, you're on the score.
Hello.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Guys, I just want to say that I think you guys have the best show on the score.
Well, and you're wrong.
That ain't true!
And also, I'm a first-time caller on your show, but I usually listen to the grabber.
Oh, okay. My God, why?
my comment is that I want to say that about this Derrick Rose injury. I think everybody knew that it was about to happen because this guy didn't want to play hurt. This guy didn't want to jump for, he didn't want to get hurt. So I think it's just a matter of time before it was going
to
happen.
I don't know that not wanting to be hurt makes you hurt. I mean, I don't want to get hurt either because it hurts, but I don't know that makes you more likely to get hurt.
He was a less caller.
Yeah, that's a perfect less caller. I would say
the guy he talks to all night.
Exactly. My advice would be share that thought after midnight.
He's actually scheduled at 1 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
You booked the press.
Yep. Perfect time. Rose was playing a very tentative game, I'm not sure that not diving on the floor and not jumping up in the air made him more likely to get hurt. What makes you more likely to get hurt is having the meniscal repair in the first place.
Yes, that's what they continue to say even after this one.
Right, and then they tell you once you've had that done,
yep,
there's an increased chance that it could happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you're on the score.
Hi, my comments on Adrian Peterson situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just was calling to make a comment. I was a really physically abused child when I was younger. And for him to come up with some assumption where he thinks that what he's doing is okay or everybody's coming down on him. I know what it was like as a child to have something like that happen, and for him to do that to his own kids, because I think, in all reality, it probably happened to him when he was a child.
Yes,
so he's got to know how that felt when he was a kid.
That's why
for him to think it's okay mm-hmm. is ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, we. That's why he said he did it, because he thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, from the South.
Right. When you're in the South, that's what you're supposed to do.
And he got a lot. Let me repeat this. He got a lot of support from people in the South. I mean, Charles Barkley, who has a thought on everything these days, I'm glad he does. Charles has a thought on everything. Absolutely said, yeah, that's the way it is. That's what you do. If you're a kid in the South, you get beat.
Well, it must be nice to be growing up in the South. It's sure
kind
working
of a dream, isn't it?
Sure, working well for them.
Whew.
You're on the score. Hello.
Yeah, I want to know the chances of getting Nate Robinson to put us over the top in the playoffs.
All right. Now, there's a question Dan Bernstein can handle.
Okay, a couple of questions. First of all, I assume you're talking about the Bulls?
Yes, sir.
And how does Nate Robinson put you over any top of anything?
When he played with the Bulls, he played very well. You know, he played at all-star level. You know, he played pretty well. I think he'll be putting us over the top.
Over the top of whom? Which
like the NBA title?
At least close to the title. You don't think so?
No.
I think so.
I think he's a superstar.
You'd be wrong.
Wow.
Why do you think he's a superstar?
I mean, when he played with the Bulls, you don't think he played very well when Derrick Rose was out the first time.
You said superstar. Why do you think he's a superstar?
The way he just energized the team. He has the fire and the passion.
Is this a bit?
No. I'm serious.
Okay, so this is a serious call. Nate Robinson is a superstar because he has the fire and the passion.
Yeah, I mean, he galvanized the team, in the bench, the players, the fans love him.
Then why did they lose?
They lost because, they didn't have the chips. I think that we got Paul Gasol, we got all the pieces. But you guys wouldn't say we got good pieces.
You know, you realize that he's not on a team right now.
Who?
You realize that if Nate Robinson were a superstar, somebody probably would sign him,
he's
right?
He's not on a team.
I mean, he got hurt. He got hurt.
He's healthy.
No, he's not hurt.
He had knee surgery. So he's been picking. He wanted to play with the Bulls. Bulls fans love him. He loves Bulls fans.
He loves everybody.
He put the Bulls to sign him.
There's a reason he's on a different team every year. What do you think that reason is?
He just wants to get the record of being in the most teams.
Really? So that's something that he would prefer rather than having a longer term, better extended contract.
There
with
are a
one
couple
team.
Reports, by the way, in support of you that do indicate the Bulls are in contact with Nate Robinson.
But that is different than saying that he puts them over the top.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. I just want to make him happy.
You understand he's not very good, right?
I mean, if he wasn't good, why was he in the NBA?
Because there are players in the NBA who, relative to other players, aren't as good.
But he's not on a team. If he's a superstar, he's not. Superstars generally do not sit out during the crucial part of the season because nobody wants them, right? Would you agree to that?
I think he's better than Aaron Brooks.
And what does that...
That's the question.
What does that do as far as your proximity to winning a title?
Well, I mean, I think since Derrick Rose is out, I mean, there's nobody else on the scope. We can't trade for nobody. There's nobody else on the scene that we can get.
Right. But that's not a reason to get him.
I mean, who else you want to get? I mean, who else is going to cover him? I don't think Aaron Brooks is going to put us over the top.
Nobody's putting you over the top.
Okay, at least close to. I mean,
too high.
No,
the top is too damn high.
I think you need to hang up now.
Yep. All right, my friend, you've covered Nate Robinson, and the superstar is sitting these days. He's not on the team.
Hi, you're on the Score.
Attempted to deconstruct the crap I had and ask a question instead regarding LeBron James and if he is just out of tune with reality or if he just lives in his own little world when it comes to his tweeting. Because he just recently talked about how he hates that his 10-year-old child is being recruited already by colleges, stating in an article on... That whole thing. And then I don't know if you saw his tweet from the 22nd of December where he posted from his son's game how proud he was of his son and then included a 2-minute video of the highlights from the game of his son shooting and passing and doing all these LeBron James things. And it just goes back to that Kevin Love tweet when he tweeted to be, you know, all in and all out and then claimed that he would, you know, go and approach him as a man and tell him if he had something to say to him. These seem to be two instances where LeBron James is doing one thing and really just being unaware of his actions and trying to pass along as if he's, you know, not doing what he's been doing.
See, now that's the kind of thing where had you called for who you crap it would have been good. But
I tried.
But you no, you didn't try.
I tried desperately.
No, no, you didn't.
No,
that because, worked. Because I Maddie sure would have picked up the phone and he would have heard that.
Yeah.
But that was not among what he was told when
our original entrants
these
were bad.
Phone lines. And the original
Therefore,
entrants were bad
we
enough
the race.
To kill the bit for a day. It ruined it for everybody. Or maybe saved it for everybody. The Morris and Bernstein Show. You've got the Score.
The number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every single day. Is it fair to be critical of the Angels for signing Josh Hamilton to a $125 million deal knowing he had drug and alcohol addiction problems in his past? Sure. In addition to the fact that his production had declined in Texas, knowing that's in his background and that as an addict, it's always a possibility that he relapses, you can be critical of the Angels, rightfully so. But can't you on the same hand be critical of the Yankees? I mean, essentially, what's the difference between Josh Hamilton and Alex Rodriguez? Rodriguez was obviously addicted to drugs, or at least the power that those drugs provided, and that's why he too relapsed, and he too got suspended and spent time away from baseball. The interesting thing is, the Angels look like dumb guys for not putting in clause in their contract. Why don't the Yankees look the same? I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
How
has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
Musicians, it's here. Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale. With savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on the best selection of guitars, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals like Harbinger powered PA speakers, just $149 each. An Audio-Technica vocal mic, 85% off list, just $39. Or a Hohner harmonica 5-pack, just $15. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Do you coach youth sports? Do you have kids who play youth sports? If so, you need Team Snap, the world's number one app for keeping the whole season organized, from where's the game to what do I bring to who needs a ride. Team Snap is every coach and parent's dream. You'll have hours of time and finally have an easy way to communicate and coordinate. It's every game, every player, every message, all in one place, right when you need it. Get Team Snap today and get organized. Visit TeamSnap.com.
Morning. Hey. The Tavern Tour is back on the score. Tomorrow, don't miss the first Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour destination of 2015 with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Pete Mitchell's in Frankfurt, starting at 1. Come on out to see the guys do the show live. Have a cold Bud Light and enter for your chance to win great prizes. Presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
In case you're just hopping on station, Boers and Bernstein, you would say, okay, how's it going with who you're crapping? Well, it's not.
It's not because
it's not going on with who you're crapping.
The initial round was just not worth it.
It was what we call back in the old country dismal.
So we're going to let it breathe for a week.
Yeah, and hope.
We're going to see if when we convene this thing again next week for our weekly quorum of who you're crapping, yeah, that something improves. And my suggestion would be, instead of me reading all the work of all of the e-crappers, that entertain us. I mean, it's nice. There's some really good writers out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be better if some people created an on-air presence for themselves by doing their own work.
You know what? We have room for at least one. Maybe two, three, four, five.
Because that was sort of the thing back in the day.
It was.
That you would write it, mm-hmm, and then you would present it, perform, yep, it. We had regulars who, yep, were always there who would do it. And now maybe it's just too convenient to have me read it for you, but maybe we need to take that convenience away from you a little bit and have you do the work yourself and actually be, you know, on the radio.
It's just a random thought.
Of the point, because I would think that we are allowed to have actual thoughts on the radio, on this show even, that, yes, aren't from outer space.
Yes.
Because usually I punch a button and we get something that's from very far away, being beamed through a wormhole.
I mean, like superstar Nate Robinson?
Yeah, like a lot of that stuff. Like he's the guy that puts the bulls over the top. And by the way, not a bit.
I didn't think so.
That wasn't a bit.
No, I didn't think so. No, I think he was sincere. I mean, he's misguided.
Yeah, are we just open lining it here? Because Maddie has said he has recused himself from screening phone calls. So instead of check marks and names and locations and comments on my screen, all I see are blinking lights.
Yep.
And it's daunting, but every once in a while we do it.
We do it,
We call it score hello. So what do you say?
Yeah, let's continue.
I'll post a picture.
It can't be worse than some actual callers.
I'll post a picture on my Twitter. And then I will show you what a screen looks like for score hello. And we are going to, let's see, pick a number, Terry, between 1 and 8.
Give me number 4.
Number 4. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's York from Lockport. Long time.
Hello.
Hey, guys, here's the question now. I need you to kind of follow me for a second and see if this observation I have makes any sense.
Okay.
It's involving Ryan Pace. Now, we're led to believe at this point, with all the information that's been released, that it looks as though Jay Cutler will be back next year at least, correct?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, not yet. That's not etched in stone yet.
Okay, well, let's suppose that it is, just for the purpose of this discussion.
Okay, all right.
If he is, it seems as though, and I've read this in several places, that the prevailing wisdom is he would return due to the fact that, quote unquote, there's nothing else better out there.
That's part of it.
Now, if that is true, I'm a little concerned about our general manager, because to me, Jay Cutler is, at best, a slightly above replacement level quarterback. And if our GM is concerned about replacing a replacement level quarterback, isn't that a self-fulfilling prophecy, an indictment against his own ability to identify a decent quarterback.
Well, this
took me off the ledge, boys.
York, there's just nobody to draft is part of the problem. It's an awful year to draft quarterbacks. So, I mean, it's you said it yourself about alternatives. It's not that they don't know how good or not good Jay Cutler is. It's not that they're fooled
it's not an
by
endorsement.
Him. Right, exactly. Having him here is sort of an admission that you have no other choice if you're. But see, to me, I'd be okay if they just go awful next year. If they get him out, get out of that deal, and lose a bunch of games, I don't care. I don't care if they think that moves them closer to a championship.
Yeah, and York, think about it this way. I mean, and I know maybe you're not one of the crazy. You don't sound like one of the crazy Bears fans, but as we speak, and that is probably done by now. But the Bills seem to be finalizing a deal with Josh McCown to be their starting quarterback. So I mean, you know, you talk about a thin field. I mean, and again, he's going to make another $5 million because that's about the rate of a starter. I think Orton was like 4.9 or 6, something like that. You know, last year. So that's what you get. That's what it comes in. So he's going to get that $5 million he didn't get from the Bucs and being one of the worst quarterbacks, and he's going to get another chance. But you sort of see where we're at with this, and the draft isn't going to help you. I mean, Ryan Pace has been pretty public about talking about, yeah, he's going to take as many chances as he can. He's going to find quarterbacks. He's going to keep trying. And this draft is not the place to start. There's just no trying. I mean, there's just nothing. I mean, and most of them, Bryce Petty? Brett Hundley?
Nope.
Scoreboard update.
5:30, I'm from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Sunday at 3 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Blackhawks in Florida tonight. They'll drop the puck about an hour from now, and the first time the Hawks have been on the ice since Patrick Kane went down with that broken clavicle. And so will the Hawks exact some revenge for the Panthers' hit on their star? Joel Quenneville hopes not. The Blackhawks coach talked about it after the game on Tuesday.
It's certainly, we talk about getting your attention going into today's game and things like that. You got to be smart about it. But I thought the start was what we were looking for prior to that, and we had a good period across the board. But certainly getting even is winning a hockey game at this stage of the season, and we play him next, but we got to be smart.
Most likely solidified that thought since then. A surgery yesterday for Kaner. He is gone for 3 months. The trade deadline comes up on Monday. Hawks pick up Spencer Abbott from the Maple Leafs in a minor move for TJ Brennan. Abbott gets sent to Rockford to play for the Ice Hogs. The Bulls with a flat effort last night against Charlotte, kind of to be expected with the Derrick Rose news. They'll host KG and the T-Wolves tomorrow night. Rose will have surgery Friday morning, and then they'll try and determine a timetable for his return after that. Gar Forman's going to speak with the media tomorrow morning about the surgery around 10:30. A report out of Dallas says that it's unlikely that Rajon Rondo returns to the Mavs next year. No surprise there, after he was suspended a game this week by the team for a blow-up with Coach Rick Carlisle. A judge has ruled in favor of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson, so that pretty much clears the way for AP to be reinstated to the NFL. Josh McCown negotiating sign with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo News says that should be all wrapped up by tomorrow. And the Chiefs released tight end Anthony Fasano today. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology is different, and you can see why at SeeADifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:31, Boris and Bernstein, we're randomly talking to people who have dialed the telephone, and right now, I'm going to tell you, it's not
awful.
It's right.
Right.
Or am I wrong about this?
Yeah,
sometimes, you know,
awful.
You have such luck, but it's not awful.
All right, pick a number between...
Well, my last one was good.
Yeah, four. You picked four last time.
Let me go six.
All right, six has been holding for 24 minutes.
Uh-oh.
You're on the score.
It's trouble.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great.
Yeah. Good.
Hey, I want to ask about D-Rose. Now, I saw a chart on Bulls pregame last night. He played like 50 games over the last few seasons. And I like to do all the math, but I don't have his contract in front of me. But the Bulls get insured, and I'm sure he gets paid full ball. It'd be like a workman's comp type thing. But how does that work in the NBA? As a business, does he get paid? Obviously he does. Do the Bulls get compensated somewhat with insurance? How does that work, gentlemen?
Bow reference. No, I think they get there's a tiny bit defrayed in this case, but No, he came. Like he knee. Came back and he's playing, and it's his money. It's only if somebody's out for an entire season.
Yeah.
That you can begin to claw some of it back. But no, it's all real money, and they're going to pay it out. And it's all his, and he likes it. And regarding Rose, Rudy says, I'm with Bernstein on the Bulls announcement of the timeline. I'm done treating this guy like a child. It doesn't serve any benefit. It might make me a bad guy, 4 o'clock tomorrow, or a bad fan, but part of me's disappointed he might come back. I prefer the nuclear option you discussed yesterday, where you release him and stretch the cap hit out 5 years. This team isn't winning anything as it's currently constructed. Lose the superstar that won't win you anything. Lose the coach and start rebuilding this thing with the cap money that's going up and available. Yeah, it's going to be a slow decline.
Yep, it is. It is. But, and I mean, you're just in a bad position here. You're just really in a bad position. I mean, you're sort of all in this season. You still have to treat it as such. And maybe you're right. Maybe you tell Derek, listen, come on. But the muscle, that stuff doesn't seem to work with him. So I'd sort of let him, you know, go with the understanding that, dude, you know what? When the playoffs start April 18th, you're going to be there. Although, you know what? The problem with that is, even, and we'll say this again for maybe those who have been listening, and I don't know why you wouldn't have been, but it won't do you any good anyway. You're not going to win a title.
Not this team.
Not this team.
What if they get Nate Robinson?
Then I change my mind.
Hello, you're on the score.
Happy early birthday to me, getting to be part of Score Hello. I had a statement and a question.
That's funny. I'm funny.
My statement would be is, my God, Doug Gottlieb is an idiot. And the question is,
yes.
Raiders owner Mark Davis or Dr. Death, worse hair? I'll hang up and let you mock me. Thank you.
Nah.
Yep, the initial reaction was correct to that, dude.
Hi, you're on the score.
Hello? Hello there.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Oh, great.
Hey, whatever happened to that guy, Bob, that used to do those movie reviews?
We don't know.
I don't know.
he doesn't know. We don't
guy.
Know.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't know. We don't know. I mean, I think he moved, didn't he?
We think he moved to a different place, and not a better place. I don't know. No idea.
We really don't know. We can't do a wellness check because we don't know where to do one.
No.
Yeah.
He sounded like a nice fellow.
Oh, very much so.
He is a wonderful fellow. Yeah. He's horny, and you have to admire that. When we saw him in person, that guy, let me tell you something. He never raised his eyes above ass level for 4.5 hours or however long he was there before he went out to catch the bus that didn't exist.
Magic bus.
The name of my book, by the way. The bus that didn't exist.
The bus to Hogwarts.
That's what he did. Am I right about this?
That's what he did. He stood on the street corner for half an hour, and not knowing that that's not a bus stop.
And then, one day she's there, I say. I
under my umbrella. And then Brett Lyons picked him up.
Brett Lyons rescued him, took him back to his place. Yep. And they did not know he had left, by the way.
Correct. The people at his facility weren't aware that he'd gone AWOL.
And it's like, Bob, you know you weren't supposed to leave.
And that's after he had eaten an entire pizza and then sat in the bathroom for half an hour.
Yeah, and I bought him ice cream, remember, too.
Right, you did.
Yep. So I'm all good, but we don't know. We'd love to hear from him on Friday.
Who's he, Maddie, in the bathroom for a half hour?
Yeah, you think he was faking it just to get himself some time
away from you guys?
Away from the show? Yeah, I
too much pressure.
Gotta go to the bathroom again. I don't know.
I don't know. It's my guy.
Hi, you're on the score. No, you're not.
Boy.
Hello, you're on the score.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Yeah. Dan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Dan, I was just wondering if, do you think Tara Vinen will be the key for the Hawks moving forward here? I know he's 20 years old. He's a young guy, showed some potential, but I was just wondering, you know, we need somebody to fill the void, and I think he's already had a shot. But I was just wondering possibly, you know, what you think of him.
I love his skills, but I worry about him physically being able to keep up every night because people just slam him around like a rag doll. And he also has to gain an understanding of the North American game, the NHL game.
And they do it
game.
All 4 seasons.
Sorry, you're on probation.
Am I done then?
You are.
I'm all right.
Yeah, you're on probation now. That's awful.
If you're counting on him to rescue you, I don't think so.
No,
rescue
there me. There are reports now that the Hawks are trying to trade for a difference maker, that not just a fill-in stopgap something. I saw a report from Chris Cook that he had the names Jeff Skinner and is it Rich Camilleri? Is that his name? So if they're looking at somebody like that, that excites me because maybe there's the possibility that they can indeed jettison Patrick Sharp.
Indeed is right.
Which would be really good. That would help on a lot of levels. We're Boers and Bernstein, and coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
Bears All Access. Oh, do we know who's on? What they're featuring tonight?
I always get it wrong, by the way.
All I know is that Zach is in the building.
Zach is here. How about Tom Thayer?
He usually shows up later.
Okay. All right. Our Jim Miller?
Nobody knows anything.
We'll be back. Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's a Midwest boy who really didn't come from much at all. You know, obviously everyone knows the backstory. At the end of the day, he's earned everything that he's gotten.
President of Townstone Financial. Meet Bob and Joan.
Hello there.
Both 72. They owe $220,000 on their $400,000 home, and they called about a reversed mortgage because, according to Bob, the pace at which they were depleting their retirement funds scared the dickens out of him. Bob thought the bank would evict Joan when he died. Wrong. David explained that Bob and Joan owned their home just like they currently own their home, and if either passes away, the surviving spouse, not the bank, will continue to own their home. The biggest benefit for Bob and Joan would be eliminating their $1,100 a month mortgage payment. That saves them $13,200 a year and extends the life of their retirement assets. If you'd like to discuss how you can extend your retirement assets with a reverse mortgage from a local reverse mortgage expert, call David now, 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, trustworthy, and has helped thousands of Score listeners. He'll help you. Call David now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com and follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13664.
Rent Old Navy tomorrow for Style Preview Weekend. Your first chance to get the season's latest styles and get 30% off the entire store. That's 30% off everything, including spring new arrivals for the whole family. Want to save even more? When you use your Old Navy card starting tomorrow, you'll get a whopping 40% off your purchase. Better hurry. Style Preview Weekend ends Sunday. Valid 227-31. Excludes gift cards, clearance, Fruit of the Loom, and today only deals. Cardholder offers subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Ensign Khan. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
In case we get a little crazy, as we generally do at the end here, we start to run out of time on Boris and Bernstein. Programming reminder, the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour begins anew for 2015 tomorrow.
A place we have not been, I believe. Sometimes my memory gets hazy.
No, you're correct.
We've done so many of these, but is this our ninth year?
It's our ninth year.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow.
Pete Mitchell's in Frankfurt.
Pete Mitchell's, and how do you say it? It's 21000. You're a Southsider. How would you say that?
2100?
No, 21000 Frankfurt Square Road.
I would just say it's on Route 30.
Okay. That's where it's at. When you start pronouncing the South Suburban hundreds, like 170-something. So we'll just say you take 57 to 30 and you go west on 30 and you can't miss it.
You
look for Boris and Bernstein.
Between Harlem. It's between Harlem. You know, Harlem is also a major street, so you can't miss Harlem if you know the South Suburbs at all, right? I mean, that's between Harlem and LaGrange.
I could miss it. I've been having a
Can't. You're not going to miss this.
I generally have a terrific sense of direction, but yeah. I had a bad weekend last week with the hockey stuff in Crystal Lake, because one was said Avenue, and I had it written down as Road because Google Maps said Road, and it turns out it was Crystal Lake Avenue, and then I missed it, and then I have to come back, and my kid's making fun of me, and then I miss the turn headed home, and I end up in the woods, and it was just, it's not like me.
Naked.
And
screaming.
Dad, put your pants on.
Not gonna.
Yeah.
So you do use the GPS.
I don't have a GPS.
You don't use it.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Everybody says I should use it. It's easy. You know, in my car, it's really easy to do. In my Jeep, it's a fairly simple routine.
My wife uses it, but the problem is it alternates with no rhyme or reason between a British accent and a normal American accent.
No, I have those same voices in my head.
But for no reason.
Okay.
It is. You're supposed to be able to set it, and regardless of where the setting is, she never knows if she's getting the twee little British guy or the normal American guy.
All right.
Turn right. Turn right.
Yeah, I rely on that stuff, too, and sometimes it just leads you down the path to screwed city. I mean, it just, I follow it, and then I follow, and I've taken wrong turns. Did they told you that's the way you turn?
No, I don't mess with that. I'm good.
Okay, I mean, usually. I don't do it in the car. I do it beforehand. I do it off the computer, get the printout, have the directions there. Easy enough. I can, you know, basically memorize them. You can look at them a second, carry them with you in case you need to. But it's sort of, most of the paths we take are fairly easy. And if they're not easy, then I don't drive it.
I would only get it if the voice was Samuel L. Jackson.
So you've never said it at all?
I don't have one.
Fancy car. You don't have one?
No. I don't. I told him I didn't want it. They said, you want the nav system? I said, no, I don't need a nav system. What do you need a nav system for? I just want something with wheels and an engine. I turn the key, I press
old
the button.
Old-fashioned bitch.
Yeah,
you talk about me.
I don't like it.
I don't like
it. I'd rather just look at a map.
Yeah.
I can get a post-it note. I can write down where I'm supposed to turn, and for the most part, I'm fine.
One of my limo guys, always, he does things with a map. And I said, you know, dude, and he's an older guy, not much older than I am, maybe about the same. And he does everything with the map. When you get in his car, he's got a map sitting there with a red dot on it where he's going.
There you go.
And I mean, I'm thinking, wow.
Well, I don't have the map in the car.
Yeah, he's got the map in the car. No. And I said to him,
Before I go somewhere, I don't know where it is. I look it up. I see it right down. Turn here, turn here, turn here. It's three little lines on a post-it note. And I put that thing there and I go. And it's easy.
Yeah, a map and an atlas never runs out of battery, never has no signal.
A farmer's almanac, I keep one in the car.
What did you say, an atlas? Where are you?
I have the farmer's almanac.
Isn't that just a map in like a book?
I guess. I think of an atlas, I think like a world atlas, like you're driving to Suriname or something.
Brennan has a flying car. He didn't say that. That's
okay,
why.
Right. I'm in the mood for some coffee, headed to Columbia today. I'm Brendan McCaffrey.
When you take me trips to Ireland.
Again, put your hat on. Put your hat on if you're going to do that. Don't do that without your hat.
It's all over.
Boily. All right, some quick thank yous. Bears All Access is coming your way. We know Zach is here, so that makes it good.
Okay. All right. We thank Mark Lazarus, Steve Stone, Dan Durkin, Randy Moeller, and Joe Creedy.
That's enough right there. We thank our crack producer, Mr. Matt Amaticola.
Did you know that the Grizzly Bears, which used to be predominant here in Southern California, they left millenniums ago. That's a long, long time ago. But in 1933, California's Department of Fish and Wildlife, they brought 27 bears from Yosemite to Los Angeles. And ever since, the San Gabriels and the San Bernardino Mountains, they've got a significant bear population.
A fascinating story. Meanwhile, Thomas Welsh.
It's more fascinating than those timeouts.
He's just really out there. Jeez, I love Matt Medical. And I'm glad he's reunited with our guy. What is the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill?
There's a reason he's on a different team every year. What do you think that reason is?
He just wants to get the record of being in the most teams.
Have a good time.
Our interns, Tommy Guns. And the great Tony Finch. We think we're listening, calling, emailing. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. Stop by Pete Mitchell's in Frankfort, Route 30. It's easy between Harlem and LaGrange. All right. And Bears All Access coming your way. Have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Frankfort.
think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
What is the score? We're Chicago's number one sports station. We're Mully and Hanley in the morning, 5 to 9. The new Spiegel and Golf Show, middays, 9 to 1. Boers and Bernstein afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights, 6 to 10. We're proud to be the official radio home of White Sox baseball and the voice of Chicago's fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Do you coach youth sports? Do you have kids who play youth sports? If so, you need Team Snap, the world's number one app for keeping the whole season organized from where's the game to what do I bring to who needs a ride. Team Snap is every coach and parent's dream. You'll have hours of time and finally have an easy way to communicate and coordinate. It's every game, every player, every message, all in one place, right when you need it. Get Team Snap today and get organized. Visit TeamSnap.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS. CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me the hole.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents,
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies,
are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
A, B, C, D, A.
You might not think getting work done on your home or apartment would have any effect on the way your child grows up.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, I won't